Number 20, this is Pass Lake Sport Fishing Rules Briefing and Public Hearing.
Good afternoon, Commissioners and Director Suswind and Deputy. We're here today. My name is Edward Eliezer. I'm the Regional Fish Program Manager.
I'm Justin Spinelli. I'm a fisheries biologist up in Region 4.
And we're coming here today to speak about the illegal introduction of yellow perch into Pass Lake. So, working with our past relationships with our partners in the Fidalgo Fly Fishing Club, Evergreen Fly Fishing Club, and Whidbey Island Fly Fishing Club, we think we have a preferred path forward for our agency to address this issue, and Justin would like to present and kind of show you where we're at.
Good afternoon. Pass Lake, I'm not sure if everybody's familiar with Pass Lake or not. It's a catch and release fly fishing only fishery. It's long been known as a quality water. There we manage trout. We detected yellow perch fairly recently, and we are concerned about how they're going to impact our current management strategies and ultimately the fishery itself. We've developed a management strategy for trying to compensate or deal with the yellow perch. And part of that strategy is the proposed rule change that we're here to talk about today to open the lake to harvest of all game species except for trout. So preserve catch and release, preserve fly fishing only, but permit harvest of yellow perch essentially. On the front end, a lot of this work, a lot of what we know about Pass Lake currently has been developed in partnership with our partners, as Ed mentioned. There's three clubs in particular that are highly involved with things, and a couple individuals in particular, Bruce Freet of Fidalgo Fly Fishers and Jake Jacobson of Evergreen Fly Fishing Club, who have helped coordinate the angling effort to get to where we are today. Pass Lake is located in Deception Pass. The star is quite small, but it's the last lake you see right before you turn left and go over the pass, over the bridge. Any given day, if the sun's out, there's at least five anglers on there. I was hearing reports this weekend or this last week of 30 or 40 boats on the lake. It's very popular right now, especially. It's only about 100 acres. It's fairly small, but that's about average for lakes in our area. Again, catch and release of all species. It's fly fishing only. We stock it annually with rainbow and brown trout, rainbow fry and brown trout fingerlings. And it's currently, prior to yellow perch, it had were green sunfish, which were introduced in the early 90s, and fathead minnow, which were introduced in the 1980s. Pass has got a long history of being considered a quality fly fishing lake. It was first changed to fly fishing only in 1941, and then in between and 1963, it switched back to harvest, and then back to fly fishing only. It's been that way ever since. Even though it was fly fishing only, it was a harvest lake through the 1970s. In the 1980s and early 90s, due to pressure from constituents, the department started changing the regulations to limit harvest, limit the size of fish that were able to be harvested to promote quality opportunity. And then in 1998, it became catch and release only. Enhancement-wise, the department has stocked it for a long time with rainbow trout and cutthroat. We managed it periodically with rotenone treatments. There were two historically. Both were for yellow perch. In the 1980s and 90s, the department tried managing the green sunfish and fathead minnow populations using Atlantic salmon and brown trout, which are they're fish predators. They didn't really seem to do much as far as change the population of those fish, but the people liked the brown trout quite a bit, so we kept stocking them. And so today we're at rainbow trout and brown trout. In 2014, we were approached by the anglers. They were concerned that the fish were not very healthy, that they were fairly thin, long but thin, and so they wanted to somehow improve the condition of those fish. And so to do this, we reduced the stocking allotments, the annual stocking allotments, for about we've been doing this for the last 3 years, up to 50%. And then we performed cooperative fishery assessments to assess trout length, condition, and angler catch rates. We detected yellow perch in May 2018. All the yellow perch we caught last May were 1 year old, which indicates that they were fairly recent. They were a very recent introduction. They hadn't reproduced yet. This year or next year might be the first year where we'll have a recruitment class come out of those fish. We do consider them a threat to our management strategy because they'll compete directly with rainbow trout. They'll eat the same food. They'll prey on the young fish. They'll occupy the same habitats, and so there will be interactions. So we came up, we tried to develop a, we looked through our toolbox and tried to identify a way to move forward with yellow perch and still preserve the quality fishery. We identified three action items we want to work through. Continue our annual fishery assessments to continue to monitor the population, how they react to the yellow perch, how the yellow perch grow and multiply. The reason we're here, to modify the sport fishing rules to allow anglers to help us suppress yellow perch by harvesting them, and then if necessary in the future, adjust our trout stocking strategies. Our cooperative fishery assessments include an angling effort by our partners. They're actually in the middle of that right now. That might be one of the reasons there were so many boats this last weekend on the lake. We also perform a once-a-year gill netting effort. During these assessments, we assess their size, condition, growth rate, and then catch rates of the fish. We intend to lethally remove all the yellow perch we catch in nets from this point forward. Currently, this is a graph of the growth rate of our stocked trout. The orange dots are the size of those fish when they're stocked, and then the blue dots are the length and age they are in the springtime. So what this is meant to show is that we've got very rapid growth rates. We stock a rainbow trout fry in the spring of 2018. This spring, we expect that fish to be about 13 inches long. So brown trout, they little different because they're stocked at a different size, but they also have a very rapid growth rate. We expect this to change. Probably the steepness of the curve the curve will probably shift slightly to the left, and they'll probably change steepness. They'll probably get a little more towards the linear side as they start competing with yellow perch. As far as modifying sport fishing rules, again, we want to maintain the fly fishing only, maintain catch and release for trout, but allow statewide size and daily bag limits to apply for all other game fish. And this will help anglers, help us to suppress fish and let them go home and have some fish tacos after going fishing for trout all day. Adjusting stocking strategies. We stock catchable size rainbow trout throughout most of the region in order to deal with other species that are in the lakes that will compete with fry. So we've already got those programs established, and we could easily shift some species or some of those fish into the lake to sustain this fishery. As far as the timeline goes, again, we detected yellow perch in May 2018. We developed this management strategy in December. We've been performing club outreach this winter. I've spoken to all three clubs, and by and large, they're supportive of this regulation change and our steps. They did express some concern about how the fishery would be impacted as we monitor and see how things change over time. And so we're going to move forward with stocking a small allotment of catchable size fish that will we'll add clip so that we can detect them in the fishery and make sure we keep them separate from our other assessments as far as survival of stocked trout or frigo. And then we're performing the rule proposal briefing right now, and hopefully the final decision will be made in June. I spoke very fast on that. Hope everybody can understand me.
I just asked this to Commissioner Carpenter, but is this an intentional? I mean, people are putting them in. Do you know who's putting the perch in, or?
That's the most likely explanation. I don't know if we'll ever know who did. We do know people move fish around.
Just down the road, 4 miles to the north, there's another larger lake that is full of perch.
Right.
I know that. But.
Yeah. There's
I don't know. Maybe they. I don't know. Anyway, right. Nobody knows.
Right. There's two populations of perch that are very close. They'll survive for a long time. I think it's a constant challenge.
Commissioner Thorburn.
So, on the assumption that it was an introduction, it was during the gill netting in May of last year that it was detected, and this will be the first cycle of the angler population monitoring that is going on now. So I would assume that we don't have a real good understanding of the quantity from the gill netting. What might we get a better sense of that, and is that an important number from the angler monitoring that's going on right now?
Right. Yeah. We don't have. We caught. I think it was 17 fish last year using 5 nets. The number of perch we catch this year will probably be representative of that population growth that we'll see.
Okay.
I know that anglers have been reporting catching them, and so they did recruit to the fishery last year too. I might not have said that, but they were being caught throughout the summer time because they eat the same things, so they're gonna bite on the same stuff the trout are keying in on.
Okay.
So we'll be able to follow that growth of that population as well.
Very good, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank
Look forward to seeing you in June.
Thank you.
Have a nice weekend. No public comment on this one.